Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother.
My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something that breaks stampede? We're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Pretty heavy.
I say that you got none.
I'm a dog.
Well, macho man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because it's on. Bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga has changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP yoga.
It's DDP
Radio.
It is DDP Radio. DDP Radio, Sparky, Robert, and Stacy. As I'm coming in over the new intro, which is pretty sweet, from a infirmary inside the super bunker on the east coast of DDP Radio operations, far away from where Stacy and Robert and all of you can still be healthy. What's up, guys?
Yeah, you're the epitome of healthy right now, aren't you?
Absolutely. There we go. There's a little water to help clear
right.
The voice. Get my radio voice back in shape, yeah. I had a little bit of the sniffles. The fall time always brings me some very bad sinus issues. And I woke up this morning just hacking. Had a little extra, stuff going on in the head. And I thought, this time I'm just going to run to MedExpress, which is our one of those little 24-hour quick no appointment. Go in, get your antibiotic, get out kind of places, quick and dirty. So I did that because I waited. I tried to fight through it for probably a week to 10 days last year, thinking, I'm doing my DDP yoga. I'm doing my juicing. My immune system is awesome, but it doesn't work that way all the time with sinus infections, and they actually drop down to bronchitis. So, I'm going to kick this one in the ass. Yeah. So that was awesome. So I'm kicking this one in the ass early. So, how you guys doing?
Better than you, man. I mean, the normal stuff that life throws at you, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, it definitely is what it is, and tonight. What it is all about a community show, DDP Radio Roundtable. Excuse me. And actually, what we've been affectionately called, it's a kids' table show tonight.
That's a good one.
when DDP's out handling business, the kids come out to play. So
yes. How I was just thinking, how long has it been since we've had everybody on staff at the same time? Because you know, DDP's been out, or Sparky, or Stacy, or one of us has been out a lot lately.
It's been at least 4 weeks, because he was on last week, I was out, then we were on community shows, was it 3 weeks ago, and Stacy was out, and then a couple weeks before that, didn't we do a pre-recorded? So.
Yeah, you know what, and it was funny, because halfway through that, The Blog Talk Radio that we used had a major error, so it like only half of that show played. I had to end up deleting it.
Oh man, that's awful.
Yeah.
Luckily, everybody else hung in there with us. So I'm going to get it out early since it is a DDP Radio community show, Team DDP Yoga community show. So I'm just going to throw out all the DDP Yoga things into one bucket, and we're just going to call it a radio show. We're going to mix it up and see what happens. If you want to give us a call, the number is 347-994-1216. And hopefully I said that slow enough. Every time I say that telephone number, guys, I have DDP in my head telling me to slow down. Because the one time I threw it out when he was on the phone, he was like, dude. Anybody can hear that or understand what you're saying. So, and I don't think he's ever tossed it to me again to give out the phone number since then.
Yeah, Andy put it up in the chat room for you, so that'll help you out a little bit too.
Cool. And for people listening on the phone, if you want to see what everybody else is doing and you want to talk to somebody and talk to people from Team DDP Yoga, they are in Blog Talk Radio, and you can give you the big long thing to get a Blog Talk Radio, but all you have to do is do ddpradio.com, and that'll get you right to Blog Talk Radio. You don't even have to have an account. You just log in as a guest, and you'll show up and we'll have a lot of people talking to you. We got a lot of people in there right now. We got Andy DDP Fields listening in, Ninja, this past month's Warriors of the Month. You know, I think DJ's in there. Dennis Kellogg, who has been doing some inspirational stuff and fighting through some things and getting a good roll on, so that's pretty cool. And, you know, as always, Katie's in there, and Roger, what's up, Roger? Good to have you there. So, and if you're not there, go over to teamddpyoga.com, because there's a lot of people in the chat there, too, just hanging out, seeing what's going on.
So. Yeah, and we've already got we've got a couple people calling in with updates. Aaron's already on hold, so whenever you guys are ready to grab that, and I think that Katie absolutely guaranteed that she would be calling in tonight, too. So.
All right.
We'll see how that goes.
We've been trying to talk to Ed. And we'll see how that goes. Come on, Katie. So if you want to bring Aaron on, let's go.
All right, let's see. Are you with us, Aaron?
Yes.
Hey up, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
We're great. How about you? Congratulations on your big news.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Could
have done
without
you, Gary. Everybody? Tell everybody who doesn't know.
Yeah, I've, as of this morning, lost 55 pounds.
Oh man, my God.
How long did that take you, bro?
Overall, it probably took me about 4 months, but I had to stop for a while because I had a surgery.
Well, even
so
still, four
that,
months,
that
that's
kind of
pretty strong.
That's pretty impressive. Well, thanks. Yeah, it's, you know, I've watched what I eat and then doing the yoga and trying to do the treadmill in the basement, just trying to get it done.
That's great.
So had you done anything, like, tell people about yourself. What did you do before you found DDP Yoga? Were you exercising at all, or was this just kind of something new for you?
Yeah, I exercise. I do. I train in MMA. Not to fight, just for fun. And I've always been back and forth at the gym. Biggest thing is eating. I always overeat every night. And I'd work out for a few weeks and stop for a few months.
Mm-hmm. And so you were kind of doing stuff on and off. And then you found DDP Yoga. Was it like, did you find, were you a fan of DDP's, or did you just come into this?
Well, I was a fan of DDP's. However, to be honest with you, I was kind of skeptical at first, and then a local radio DJ in town started doing it, and he kept talking about how great it was, and I still was kind of skeptical, thinking that it was just basic yoga with DDP's name on it. And then I saw the Arthur video like everybody else, and I'm like, I got to try this, and it's been awesome.
That's cool.
What did you do? It sounds like you changed what you were eating, too. What kind of changes did you make in that area?
I do calorie counting and the types of food. I'm trying to eat roughly 1,500 calories. I'm trying to eat healthy food like turkey, chicken, fish, you know, items like that.
Ah.
And it was also a mental thing. I always felt, even when I was sitting at home on the couch doing nothing, that if you don't work out, unless you have something wrong with you, it's laziness, because I could have found 20 minutes to get off the couch and go do something.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, this is, of all the things that I've tried over the years, this is definitely the easiest form of exercise to fit into my schedule, because, you know, at the very least, I can do the fat burner, and that's 25 minutes.
Exactly.
So a lot of people out there are sitting here listening, and we hear people all the time making blasting through these records, hitting the 50-pound club, man. That's awesome. That's awesome to be there. But, you know, what a lot of people look forward to is to seeing what you're going to do and what changes that you think you're going to do to sort of maintain it for the next couple months. Do you have anything in mind that you're going to be doing, or that you're looking forward to as a goal now that you got your 50 pounds? What are you going to do in the next 3 months?
Hopefully another 25. I don't have an actual weight loss goal. I started at 348.8 is where I started at, and I'm down 295.6. And I want to keep going, but at the same time, I have a look I want to achieve, and I'm going to keep going until I get to that look.
I think that's a good way to do it, because a lot of times people will come with goals and those numbers don't really jive with their frame or with, you know, their body type. So if you go for a look, I think it's a, you know, we don't want you killing yourself and getting to a weight that's not healthy for you either.
Yep. Exactly. And I felt that if I did just a goal weight, that if it wasn't low enough, then when I got there, I'd kind of sit back and kind of relax. And whereas this, as long as I have a look in mind, as long as I keep doing the yoga and watch what I eat, not only will I be healthy, but I'll look physically healthy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way to do it.
I agree with Robert.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick, I think Robert's advice is a really good one. There's a time I came in looking for weight to lose, too, and then I never thought I would get to the 50-pound club. I got to the 50-pound club, and then at some point you do have to stop and think, okay, what do I really want? And now weight doesn't even bother me. With a weight fluctuation of 10 pounds, I maintain between 40 and 50, but it's the look that keeps me going. You know, and the judge for me is if the pants get tight or not. If they get a little tight, then you just ramp it up a little bit.
Yeah, pants are a great barometer. For me, it's much more sane and balanced than stepping on the scale all the time. You know, denim is your best ally if you want a reality check.
Yes.
So, Aaron, I have a question. How fantastic does it feel to be back in the 200s?
It's awesome. It's been, honestly, it's probably been at least 15 years since I've been down there.
Yeah, that was a big one for me, just hitting that 200 barrier, because I had been out of it for so long. That was almost as much of a joy for me than the actual pounds lost to get there. And, you know, I just think you're doing fantastically. Just keep up the great work and keep us posted, too.
Well, I will. I one goal I go by is, or one measurement is, I have three girls, and the oldest is seven, and she only weighs like 46 pounds. I lost more weight than a seven-year-old kid. I'm like, that's crazy.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I will definitely keep you guys posted. I plan on going to the, I'm going to the DDP seminar when he comes to town in November.
Right. That's the one on November 10th at Henry Jiu-Jitsu, I believe.
Yes, it is.
I should have had that. You should have had you say that for me.
That's pretty sweet. That'll be pretty cool, Aaron. And keep everybody up to date too, because. I mean, are you back into swing? Because you just had your surgery, like, within the past 2 weeks, right?
Well, I had it September 25th.
Mm-hmm.
But I technically not supposed to be working out yet, but I feel fine, so I'm doing it.
make sure you don't push yourself too hard, but keep everybody up to date with that, because that was a pretty tough surgery to go through. That's amazing that you're getting back into it. I'm sure the 4 months before that helped, though.
Well, thanks, and I will definitely keep you guys posted. I it's really a big honor for you guys to ask me to call in tonight, because I try to be an inspiration out of family and friends that might need to lose a little weight, and it's open. I have friends that say they've lost 10 pounds because of my wife and I. Because my wife has lost a lot of weight too at the same time.
That's great. Well, you can always make a lifestyle change, and she's accepting of it. And you can both share in the success. Man, success begets success, man. Keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling,
Aaron. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, buddy. Take care. And we've got like four callers. Hey, just wait a minute, buddy. we've got like four callers who are, I don't know if you're listening, but if you want us to pick you up, make sure you hit one on your dial pad.
Yeah, that was pretty cool of Aaron to give us a buzz in, because what's cool is he had the lap band surgery. I don't know if we said that specifically, and now he's got like he's two weeks later, and he's already, I'm feeling good, I'm hitting it. And I think, you know, DDP Yoga gets your core so in tune that, I mean, I said it before, you feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof when you're in the middle of the mix.
Oh yeah.
And
those lap band surgeries scare me, because there's so many stories of people who don't change the way they eat, and 5 years later they're back in the same position.
Yeah, yeah. There's a fella that I know from way back. He got one done, and he really prepped himself beforehand, prepped himself afterwards, and man, looks fantastic. I think it's almost been a year, and he keeps going, and it's like, as long as you have a health focus. And you're going to maintain something. It's almost just like DDP Yoga, too, because if you go and you put that much work in over the course of 30, 60, 90 days, it really takes the 90 days for it to sink in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty tough. I mean, everybody slips and falls. You're going to have slowdowns. You're going to hit the wall. But to completely reverse that and go back on it, it blows my mind. It blows my mind that it happens.
Hey, absolutely. And, you know, I know that there isn't anything out there that's for everybody. You know, I get that. It's not, you know, some people, I've had people say that the workout was too confusing for them, which I never did understand that one. You know, there are certain people with certain disabilities, but I really think that this is one of the most open workouts that there are. Almost anybody can do this.
Yeah, I mean, take the cross-section of the three of us. Robert, you did it to come in and start building muscle for the most part, right? Put some mass on it.
Yes.
And then, Stacy, you did it, and you've lost. How much are you up to now?
185 is the total loss.
Wow.
And what? Go ahead. I got something in there, but go ahead, Spark. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's just amazing every time you hear that and you see pictures of Stacy, and man, it's amazing. And you know, you're coming from from an area where you've had that challenge, because you've done it several times, and DDP Yoga was the time that actually buried all the issues for you. And I'm coming at it from sort of where Aaron was. I was kind of like the average guy. I carried some weight into my mid-30s, and you know, it was time to get off the couch and start doing something because I have three kids too. And, you know, you want to walk around with your kids. You want to be able to play with your kids without running out of breath. And when you go to the doctor and the doctor starts saying, well, you have this condition, here's some pills, unless you lose some weight, you're going to have this other condition with high blood pressure. We're going to have to give you some pills unless you lose some weight. Oh, by the way, your cholesterol, here's going to be some more pills unless you lose the weight. Oh, and by the way, here's a sleep apnea machine.
Now you're very familiar with those.
Yeah, after a while, all that's not worth it at all.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is that, you know, Stacy, every time that you talk about your transformation, the thing that sticks into my head is, I mean, you've got one of the most amazing transformations we have on our transformations on the website. You know, yours is just inspires so many people. And the thing that gets me is that for the bulk of that transformation, you weren't even doing it right.
I know.
That just blows me away. I mean, what I mean by that is that about a year ago, I guess, you met Dallas, and up until then was when you really got how to engage your muscles and how to really get the heart rate up. And even though you weren't getting the work at its full potential, you still kicked so much ass.
that's how powerful the moves are. It just goes to show you.
Yeah, it's just amazing. That just, you know, because your transformation is just by far one of our most impressive ones, and to be able to get that without doing all that you could have done, it amazes me.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone out there who thinks that it's confusing or difficult, it's kind of like in the beginning, it's really literally like learning a new language for your body, especially if you've been sedentary. So it might not come, you know, as easily as it looks on camera, but just stick with it and give your body time to learn the new language, and it'll take root.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, you still did the push-ups, and you still did, you know, you gained your flexibility. It was just that one key thing of not getting your heart rate up to where you probably could have had it, and you still just killed it. We've got another caller on hold. Do you guys want to go to that?
Sure.
I've got somebody from the 704 area code.
Hey, guys, it's the Tuba Geek.
Hey, brother.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm actually doing really good. I actually posted my 240-day, 8-month weigh-in, and I have broken the 300 up. So I am excited about that. I'm excited where I'm going next. I've actually set my next goal to be at I want to be at 275 by Thanksgiving, and then I want to be down to 250 by my wife's birthday in January.
Nice.
So that'll give you about 10 months to get there?
About four months total to lose another roughly 45, 50 pounds.
Okay, I'm thinking next year. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm talking by November of this year. By Thanksgiving this year, be down to 275, and by January, towards the end of January of next year, I want to be down to 250, within 50 pounds of my ultimate goal.
So you want to lose 25 pounds this month?
I want to lose 25 pounds within the next month and a half.
Okay, and how much have you you've been? How much have you lost so far, bro?
I'm right on the edge of 40.
Okay, and that's taking you what, about 6 months or so?
It's taken me 8 months to do that, and I hit some walls and had some slow points. So I'm definitely going to be I really need to push doing I need to be pushing doing my DEP yoga a lot more regularly, and I really need my eating has been fairly good. I'm still, you know, I'm still not completely gluten free, and I'm still not completely dairy free, but I'm definitely a lot more cautious and a lot more conscious of what I eat. So you know, what I do eat, I eat. You know, I don't eat a huge amount of food, and I've been eating a lot more vegetables and fruits lately. So that's been a big help. That's how I've been able to, even on my slow times, I've been able to still lose a little bit, even then.
Yeah, and that's the only reason I was asking about that, because, I mean, you haven't been 100%. Like you said, you've had your slow times, you've had different things come up here and there, but your monthly weight gain hasn't been, like, through the roof. I mean, it's different for different people, so that's why I was kind of questioning about that, because that would be taking your average way, way up in a very short period of time.
Well, when I look at it, you know, my first 30 days in, I lost, you know, 13 pounds my first month, so I know I'm capable of it. So that's kind of where I set my goal to be, losing 25 pounds in the course of about 2 months, because that's about 12 and a half pounds a month, which would be on pace with my best weight loss, which I know I can do. You know, I just got to put in the work.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. I'm trying to work out, you know, trying to look at my schedules, trying to figure out when I can get my workouts in. It's just been like, I wish I could say it's been an easy time, but it's not. So.
No. No, absolutely not.
But Tony, you sound amazingly energized. And maybe it's maybe it's the clean eating. Maybe it's like the happiness from the transformation. But you sound wonderful.
Well, I think a lot of it has been I posted this on my YouTube channel. This was at the first part of this month. My friend, there's a big to do between me and my brother-in-law, and he's things that really didn't completely shoot me down, but it really had an impact on me. And I just went completely uncut and went off on a video pretty much saying that, you know, it really impacted me. It really had a negative impact on me. And then I just busted down. I said, no, I'm not going to let this bring me down. I'm going to kill this. And I'm going to take ownership. And since then, that plus my weigh-in, like I said, just last week when I had my weigh-in for my 8 months and seeing that I'd finally broken that 300-pound mark has really re-energize me. Now I just need to put the foot on the gas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, you got to put the work in, and I know that you've got a busy schedule, and you've got a big family, and you've got stuff to take care of, but I guess, you know, it's all about prioritizing and figuring it out.
Yeah, and that's good. That's actually my plan, and that's on my agenda during this. I'm on my break at work now, so I'm going to do my sit down and really break things down and figure out where can I block in these workouts and feel like I can actually get them done. I really like what Michael had said on his most recent video, saying, you know, need to look at it like a job, and I'm going to take that approach and say, okay, here's my schedule. Here's why I need to schedule my workout and treat it like a job. Because when I do my job, I'm focused. I do good work, and I'm recognized for it. So I need to take that approach.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I saw that video the other day and I thought it was awesome, because he talks about so a lot of people say, well, I can't get motivated to do this and I can't get motivated to do that. And he brings up a great point in there, saying that motivation really is only going to last you a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks. You need to get down and look at it as your job. This is what you need to do to get to where you want to be.
Right. And I really, when I saw that, I was like, man, that was a shot in the arm that I really needed to get in there. And so now that I'm off work for a few days, I'll be able to sit down and really focus on, okay, let's figure out let's get my workouts scheduled in and do it that way and see what
there
it does
go.
For me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's way cool, bro.
And now you're on the record, man.
Yeah. They say don't think it, ink it. So, and the best way for me to ink it, at least on Wednesdays, is to call in here and talk about it. And, the thing I've loved most about the group is that I've got one of the best accountability groups out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, another thing I wanted to note is I talked with my my birth mom the other day, and she joined the site to kind of learn more about the program. But she's got some disabilities of her own, but she's actually been doing clean eating. She's been doing gluten-free and dairy-free, and she told me the other day that she weighed in, and she had, since her last weigh-in, I don't know what kind of time frame this is, but she had dropped dropped 20 pounds and was actually noticing clothes were fitting her differently. So just doing that, she's not even doing DDP yoga yet, and she's just been clean eating, and she's already seeing a huge impact.
Wow.
So I was really excited to hear that from her. Unfortunately, she doesn't have really the capabilities of doing, like, pictures to monitor progress and stuff like that. So I'm just hoping that she just keeps on it. Now I talked my mom into joining in, my adopted mom. But Aaron,
that's cool.
And my mom and my wife says, good luck with that.
No, but just by the way you're living your life, you're going to attract people, you know, who want to get healthy.
Yeah.
And you're already being a great example, so that's going to start to happen even more.
Yeah, I've had people at work noticing my weight loss and things like that, and yeah, it's definitely, it's getting people's attention, and that makes you feel good too.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in, man, and setting that goal for yourself.
No problem. I want to nail this one down because I want to get to that. I've got high school reunions coming up in the near future. I want to be looking good for that.
Absolutely. There you go, man.
All right. Thanks. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Yep, thanks for calling.
Hi, Wes. That's cool. Hitting some cool stuff. What were you going to say, Vic?
We can go directly from that to another call.
Sweet.
Cool. Yeah.
We've got somebody from the 603 area code.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this the Kenny Loggins hotline?
You got it, buddy.
What's going on, guys? It's Mike Mullins. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
What's up?
Good. I just wanted to, first of all, my ears were ringing just a minute ago. Thanks for the shout-out to my blog.
Oh, that was good, yeah. And I'm glad that he brought that up because I really like the points that you made. I mean, it was still you doing it, so it kind of sucked, but still, it had some really good points.
excuse me. I have to go cry now. No, thanks, man. Today is a monumental day, day 210. I did my 210 pictures today. I was really excited about how they came out. So this is officially 209 days longer than I've ever stuck with any program in my life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, and you're kicking it, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, first of all, I had some stalling at the scale throughout this 6-7 months that I've been doing this. And I've said it before, but you really can't focus on what the scale is saying all the time. The scale will lie to you because I hadn't had much movement in the scale this past month, but looking at the pictures, there's definitely movement. I just want to tell you guys, because I know there's a lot of scale fanatics out there. I know Tuba Geek's one of those guys who just lives and dies by the scale. He freaks out whenever he sees a number on the scale. But within like 4 pounds, I noticed a huge difference from last month to this month, which is pretty cool. So, the scale isn't always going to tell you the truth, but if you're doing the workouts and doing what you're supposed to be doing, the inches are going to come off, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you almost got to put, people say it all the time, and it's so tempting to want to step on it because you feel so good and you want to see a number justify what you think.
Yeah.
But as soon as you almost got to throw the fucking scale away. Just pitch the damn thing because it's exactly what you said, Mikey. I mean, at some point, you know, you start to feel good, you start to look good. And one of the big things, I think, people, whether they realize it or not, you actually start putting muscle on, and that weighs more than fat. And at some point, you know, it's going to balance out.
Yeah.
And your weight's really going to fluctuate. That's why we say, you know, weigh yourself every week, every 2 weeks, every month. But don't do it every day because you're going to drive yourself crazy.
And the scale is dangerous too. My girlfriend does this when if she's killing it and then steps in the scale and doesn't see what she wants to see, it almost has an adverse effect. Instead of trying harder to lose the weight, she gets discouraged and says like, "Oh, well, screw it. It's not working anyway, so I might as well have this." You know, it's almost like dangerous to step on the scale because you know. And first of all, don't step on the scale every day because seriously, I've weighed myself a few times a day, and my weight fluctuates like within 7 pounds a day. So it depends on when you're weighing yourself and all this stuff, too. So it's definitely not a good idea to live on that scale.
No, definitely not.
It'll probably make you insane if you weigh yourself often. I recommend no more than once a month.
Yeah.
Especially for women.
Yeah, yeah. And didn't you have a hard time with the scale and you had to, like, you know, Dallas told you to throw it away or put it away or something like that, Stacey?
Well, I had a hard time thinking, like, getting honest about it. I mean, no, I never really got – I was not that person who wanted to weigh herself all the time, believe me. That
okay.
was not me. But what really counted for me more than – I mean, the weight obviously counted, but knowing that I was cementing real solid habits in place, to me, that was a really big victory because I'd never had them. I was always dieting. Jumping off the lawn. So that was a much bigger victory, just knowing that this is for life and this is for real and it's really something I'm adopting and not just borrowing for a few weeks.
That's a great way to put it.
It really does say something. I mean, not everyone would want to do this, but just ditching the scale because, and honestly, if you see the inches coming off, the number is just a number, you know? It's not a measuring stick of what you've really done, you know?
No, yeah. It's not.
And I was one of those scale freaks, too. I mean, there was a point in time I actually gave my scale to my parents because I couldn't do it anymore, and I go over there and weigh myself when I need to do it to their house.
Smart.
Yeah.
Because I would step on after I eat something, I'd step on after I peed, I'd step on after I take a shower. And it was really, you get to the point where it's obsessive, it really is. I'm like, oh, I had a grape, I wonder how much that weighed.
Yeah,
you did the right thing. I have a question for you, Mike. Last week you had a challenge about being on the road and what to eat, and you wanted some ideas. But did you come up with any solutions, or are you still looking for some ideas?
Well, I've come up – I mean, I've had a bunch of cool people, Diana, and a bunch of people posted some ideas on my site. But it's not really the road that's the problem because it's just the unpredictability in my schedule. I could go into work thinking I'm working an 8-hour day and work a 16, 17-hour day. And I'll go from the state – like this summer I worked for a minor league baseball team, the Toronto Blue Jays affiliates, New Hampshire Fisher Cats. I did the on-field hosting for the – on-camera hosting for the ballpark. And so I'd go from the station, I'd get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, leave at 4 for a production meeting at the ballpark, get to the ballpark, go stay there till 10, come home, cut my show, go home for 5 hours. And it's just like you never knew where the day was going to take you. So I was looking for something like on the road. I can pack my lunch fine. I do that all the time. But it's just like when that lunch runs out and I find myself a 15-hour day and looking for just some kind of alternative.
Well, I have a little black bag that I keep in the car, and it's got non-perishable whole foods, you know, like nuts and dried fruits and, you know, even those, like the almond milk that's box-friendly.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so that's my best advice is just keep some non-perishable food. That's perfect for when you can't predict how long you're going to be out. You're going to be.
I appreciate that. That is a great idea. I definitely need to do that. My girlfriend keeps like granola and like nuts and stuff in her car. So
yeah, try that. And they last for months and months.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the advice. I will definitely take that into account, and I will definitely pick up some stuff to keep in my car.
Okay. Good.
Everybody needs to go to Team DDP Yoga and check out Mike's video because it really is a good video.
Oh, thank you.
So you made a lot of good points in there. I mean, despite yourself, it really came off well.
He's a big dumb animal, folks. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. I will talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot,
all right,
bro.
Take care, guys.
All right. Go get foot loose, buddy.
Bye. See ya. Danger Zone.
Yeah, that's our next track by Kenny Loggins. Yeah, we've got two more callers, guys.
Well, hey, before we hop into that, I just, he wasn't really spamming. Yes, he was spamming his picks in the Team DDP Yoga chat. Slim had 120, is it 120 day, 20 week update, 160 day, 20 week update. And I was looking at the pics, and I'm like, man, I think Slim's beard weighs more than he does now. And fired off to his website, and he is officially past 130 pounds down.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Slim, send me the pictures and your new weight so I have those, man. I need to update that. We're actually building a new section on the site that I've been working on the last few days. It's going to be called something along the lines of Team DDP Yoga Members Under Construction. And we kind of want to shine a light on those people who haven't reached their goals yet but are kicking ass, and Slim is definitely one of those guys.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Way to go, Slim.
Slim's like a 360-degree slice of, like, happiness, love, and Team DDP Yoga, and kick-ass wrapped all in one.
And not much of that made sense, but I agree with you.
Hey, you know, I'm just throwing it all out there, you know?
Yeah. I think it was a cold medicine talking, but, you know, I feel you, brother. Okay, so we... Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah, if God,
okay,
somebody call 911. What's that?
I said the mute button is my friend tonight.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna say if Sparky falls over, somebody call the police for him. Oh boy. Okay, we got a caller from 617 area code.
You guys there?
Yeah, we are
here. What's up? You know who it is, Boston Bad Boy.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? Not much. How's everybody doing tonight?
It's doing good,
man.
I just want to throw this out because nobody knows this right now, but Boston Bad Boy, Chris is actually calling us from within a Black Crow right now. So,
wow.
One armed.
What's going on, bro?
Not much. Just hanging out, finally getting some relaxation in. I'm beat today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, training for the Golden Gloves right now is the new goal, along with still hitting the DDP yoga two times a day.
Jeez.
So it's proven to be a little bit more hotter than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
You know, it's you guys, we always talk about goals, and, you know, if I don't have something, I get lazy. I'll fall right off. So I have to keep finding something that's going to keep pushing me to the next limit. And, you know, with the cardio that I got and learning how to breathe again from DDP, and I said, I was going to go for the wrestling for a while there, but, you know, I just couldn't take those bumps. You know.
Yeah, those are brutal.
Yeah, you know, I did it for about a week, and I wasn't right for about a month.
Oh man!
Just the shock, just the rattling of your head. It's not even the pain from the bump itself. It's you. Even if you tuck your chin, I mean, I don't know how. I've seen some of the falls that Dallas took, and it literally just goes right up your spine, right into the back of your head, and you feel like it feels like you were walking around with a concussion. And to me, that was, you know what? It's just not for everybody. I give props to any pro wrestler out there that can do that on a nightly basis, because that's just, you know, maybe 10 years ago I could have, but 33 years old, definitely not. So
yeah, I have so much respect for those guys just from what I've learned about the business from talking to the boys over the years, and I do not know how those guys go out and do that, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights a week. I don't get it.
No, it's tough. You know, most people think it's, oh, it's Monday, Thursdays. No, there's shows, road all in between that. I mean, just the road. Can you imagine taking those bumps, then getting in a beat up, you know, rent a car and, you know, hit the road for, you know, what, 10, 15, 16 hours, 20 hours some of these guys drive? You know, that it tears your body up. So to be able to do that, give that commitment, you know, it's tough. You know, this place I'm training with the former heavyweight champion, John Ruiz, he's, you know, it's right down the street from where I work now. So it's kind of, it just keeps me from, right from work, I go there, I come home, I eat. And to kind of go on with Mikey Mullins was saying, and Stacey, you too, you keep the perishables in the car. Tupperware, my best friend. I go to Tupperware parties now. I have every type of Tupperware you could ever imagine. I have stuff that little teeny tiny ones for snacks. I have big giant ones. I pack 10 meals a day. I have a backpack that's for my meals, and then I have my other bag. I pack, so for Mikey, what he was saying, I anticipate I'm up at 5 a.m. every day. I anticipate being gone till 10, 11 o'clock at night. So I have chicken breasts, you know, with the little cooler packs in them. These are the best things, the Tupperwares. They have cooler packs that are built right into them. Mm. So you can pour the stuff right in it. It'll keep it nice and chill. You keep it right in your backpack. Don't keep it in the sun. It'll keep everything nice and chill. But I have chicken breast galore, raw, like broccoli, vegetables. And, you know, what you guys are saying earlier about the food plan, I mean, I didn't follow it at the beginning. I didn't think I had to. I'm like, yeah, he doesn't know, gluten-free, whatever. And, you know, I still lost weight because I was working out so much. And
oh, yeah.
It wasn't until I started eating clean, followed the food plan, that all of a sudden, just doing the same stuff I was doing, I started getting the definition, the cuts. My BMI went down. But my weight went up, so proof right there that I was building more muscle when I started eating cleaner compared to when I was poisoning myself with all that other stuff. You know, so the food plan, and, I mean, you follow that alone, you will lose weight. You know, stack that on top of DDP yoga, watch out.
Have you been sharing some of, you know, what you eat online? Because that could be a real source of you know, like information as well as inspiration to some of the members.
Some people do ask me. I'm horrible with trying to keep. I'm good with the pictures and the videos here and there, but with my schedule, it's really hard to get detailed. I'm bad with following through with a lot of that stuff, like putting stuff out there. But if anybody ever has a question, I just friended a ton of people on Facebook that are members of Team DDP Yoga. You know, you look me up, it's Chris Garbarino. You know, I'm friends with a lot of guys on there. Feel free to friend me. You ever have any questions, just ask away. I'll be more than happy to share what I eat on a daily basis, how I pack my foods, or any, you know, tips on any of the workouts. You know, I started off modding everything. You know, it took me a while before I can get through everything. If you need a tip on Black Crow, definitely I can help you out there. I'm going to be working with Big Man Chad. I think sometime next week. I think we're going to be hooking
He just threw something out for you. He just wanted to make sure you're down Wednesday with the posse, bro.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So if anybody's around the Boston area, feel free to hit us up. If you guys want to meet up, you know, maybe we can all get something together. Either we're going to meet at his place, and if not, we can, you know, maybe there's a gym around there, something like that. I could talk to the guys, maybe let us use the gym for a little bit. But yeah, we're going to get something going. We're going to get some good vids, some good pitches up. And I ain't leaving. I told him I'm not leaving until he does a Black Crow. He's going to hold it for 5. That's the goal.
Nice.
Sounds good.
So
keep
I just
up
wanted
the amazing
to call
work.
You guys, what's that?
You keep up the amazing work. I know from experience it takes a lot of time and planning to eat clean. And it just shows how badly you want it and how much you love your new life. So good for you.
I mean, just to eat, thank you so much, Stace. You have to. I mean, you really, when you really start looking at all the stuff that's out there, and the longer the shelf life, I think someone put the picture up, the longer the shelf life, the shorter your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is so true. I mean, once I started eating clean, I mean, you can ask my girlfriend. I mean, she got sick of hearing me complain about my knee pain and my back pain. And once I started eating clean, I don't think I've ever complained about my knees since. And
that's
you know,
awesome.
This was on a daily basis, clicking, popping, grinding. I thought the cartilage was gone. I'm like, oh, I got to get all these surgeries.
Yeah.
It was scar tissue. It was the gluten buildup in my joints. My hands in the morning time. I do crack my knuckles, but my hands in the morning time were like really rough. I'd have to crack them to open them. I don't have to do that anymore. So they don't feel like they're they don't feel swelled anymore, like that puffy feeling I would get every morning. Don't have that anymore. Energy levels, I mean, you eat that garbage, those poisons, it drags you down. There is going to be a hard transition, though, in between everything. You got to get those poisons out of your body, and once you get them clean, you know, I forget her name, but she was talking. She had really bad withdrawals, migraines, headaches. I went through a little bit of something like that. Not to her extreme, though. I felt bad for her after I listened to her last week. But, you know, there's definitely the withdrawal symptoms in there. But once you get it out of you, you're never going to want to put it back in. I mean, just the energy levels alone that I got now. I mean, if you ever told me that I would be able to wake up at 5 a.m., either hit extreme or double black diamond, go to work for 10 hours, throw out a couple black crows here and there at work at Comcast, and then go to the gym for 2 hours and hit mitts with the former heavyweight champ, run cardio, do whatever I do there, and then come home and then have a second wind. I mean, that's the best part about it. You think you're tired. You know, I came home tonight thinking I was beat. It's 9:50 here in Boston. I could throw the DVD on right now and I could do a workout.
Nice.
I mean, the energy levels, the extra burst, the feeling that you get, I mean, it's just, it's addictive. That's what I'm addicted to now. Just continually pushing myself and the limits I never thought that I would reach at 33 years old. I thought after the Marines I was done. That was it. My body was destroyed. I threw in the towel like so many other people. But you do the right things. You plan ahead. Planning is key. You got to plan your meals, plan for the day, you know, set those goals, attainable goals. You know, I have lost nothing compared to any of those half the people out there right now. I've lost 44, 45 pounds total.
Well, you weren't really in it for weight loss. You were in it to get your, you know, feel good and look good again.
Right. Well, a little bit of the weight loss. Like, I was walking around at 205 pounds. Everybody said I carried it well. I didn't look the way I wanted to look. It was,
yeah,
to me, yeah, it was to lose weight, yes, but it was for the look. I wanted that six pack, and I wanted to be strong for my little girl. My little girl's stepfather, really good, healthy man. And it was the moment that she asked me, and this is actually on the infomercial we shot. She asked me, how come I don't have muscles like Danny?
And yeah.
just even saying that gets me choked up. That got me all kinds of messed up. I mean, that really, really resonated in my head, and it really bothered me. Because I don't know if anybody else out there is in a situation like that. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, and I think the first time that we ever had you on DDP Radio, you told us that story. And, you know, I couldn't remember the exact relationship, so I didn't want to bring it up and screw that up. But what's the comparison now?
Oh, he's still in great shape, but pound for pound, he's got nothing on me now. Nothing even close. He can't even, yeah. And she says stuff now like, oh, Danny can't do that. Oh, Danny tried to do this, and he couldn't. Because she goes home now, you know, doing like Black Crow. she can knock it out perfectly now. She gets into Black Crow. She follows right along. You know, she jumps on my back when I'm doing it. So I use her as my resistance band, basically. Her and my nephew. You know, my nephew went from being not able to do one push-up. Now he's banging out 10 5-second push-ups.
Oh, man, that's great.
But she goes home with stuff, and she's like, yeah, he can't do that. And I won't feed into it and let her know, like, you know, I won't talk crap or anything like that. But inside, I'm just, you know.
That's awesome.
Feeling like, oh, okay, I feel much better now, you know, and we do the videos together and stuff like that. So making her a part of it really helps out. And I see a lot of other members out there. They're bringing their kids into it. And when you do that – it motivates me. I'm sure, you know, Chad does it. I know a couple other guys taking pictures with their kids. You bring the whole family and bring anybody in that's around you, that's close to you, and that's just going to keep you pushing. That's going to keep you going, you know, and it makes it fun. I mean, who doesn't like to have fun? So.
That's right. It's always fun to do it with someone you love, so keep it up. That's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. We've got two more callers, so we need to get going, man, but I really appreciate you calling in.
No, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I
mean, same here. Best of luck, everybody. And again, anybody needs me, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, at Lawless1325. Have a good night, everybody.
Take care, brother.
All right. Hey, if you're still listening to us on the way out, bro, Chad said bring the sleeping bag, man. Sounds
okay.
Like something cool is going down up there, you know? all these guys get together. That is one of the coolest things about Team DDPO, is listening to all these guys hooking it up and really nailing some work outside of the park. So.
Oh, definitely, definitely, he's Bad Boy's come so far, man. I'm just really happy for that dude.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He busted some tail, that's for sure. I mean, it's cool, though, because, like, all those guys, I mean, he talked about being a Marine. We have so many vets in Team DDP Yoga, and the vets are so inspiring because they come in and with their backgrounds and what they've done and how colorful their lives have been and how hard their lives have been sometimes. Man, those guys really hardcore inspiration.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay, who we got?
Yeah, might as well knock these two out. We've got area code 864.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who we got?
It's Ninja.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Becca.
Hey, Ninja, what's up?
The cartoonist. No, that's Becca.
Oh, Becca. I'm sorry. I thought this was Becca.
No.
No, this is the human
pencil. Changeable, kind of, yeah. Big shout out to Slim. I saw his pictures. I was like, oh my God. If anyone hasn't seen him, they should go look.
I have
Slim
not.
Slim is a badass.
Oh, wow.
Huh. I had it on speakerphone. I couldn't hear very well. Okay. I guess I'd give everybody an update. Haven't really lost very much, but I'm getting to the point where I don't really care about the weight so much as the inches. I think I'm running around maybe a pound between my 120 and I guess 150.
Wow.
So, that's
awesome. But I'm down to like 115 total, so it's all good.
That's very major.
The workouts have gotten a lot better since I got my new toys, though.
Yeah, you like the, yeah, she got the. Were you on for that show? God, I don't even remember. Yeah, the Ninja was one of our last Warriors of the Month. She got all of her cool Manduka swag.
Oh, wow.
That's still breaking it in, so I was slipping around a lot last night. Really ended up getting a lot in. I think yesterday the grand total was mixtape, and then I did Fat Burner and Red Hot Core with Becca on webcam, and then ended up doing Strength Builder after that.
Oh,
nice.
Cool.
I still got a lot of catching up to do if I want to catch up with Boston Bad Boy, though.
Well, yeah, he sets the bar pretty high.
Well, I've got I don't do the boxing, but every Saturday I do 3 hours of Jeet Kune Do and Wing Chun, so it's close. You add in some kicking.
Oh my God.
And when I actually have the time to, I do a 3 mile run, so.
Oh my gosh.
And whenever you say that, I always want to correct you and say it's Wang Chun. But that's just me.
No, not quite. If you've ever seen the Ip Man movie, it's what they do. It's the only art that Bruce Lee was ever formally trained in.
Gotcha. So what do you think about that new equipment?
I'm loving it. My kids tried to take over the brick, but I'm like, no, and I put it up. I told my husband once he finds some time to get his butt down on the mat, he could use it. But we've gotten the entire family gluten-free in the since September. So,
that's the way to do it. It really is.
Well, for a while it was just me and then my husband would eat whatever I fixed for us, but then go out and get something later on. Then he realized that he was wheezing after he had some regular macaroni and cheese, and he's just like, why am I wheezing again? I was like, gluten, honey. Gluten. He's like, oh. I'm getting rid of this shit.
So everybody feels better.
Yeah. Well, middle of September, my oldest son was diagnosed with autism, so I was like, we've got to get you gluten-free, honey. So I just sucked it up and spent the extra money on the specialty foods for him because he's got so many food aversions. It's really tough to get him to eat anything that's whole and healthy.
Have you tried Namaste products? They're fantastic. And they cover just about every allergy.
Not yet. I've got quite a few pizza mixes, but for them, I've found going to Trader Joe's and stocking up on the Udi products makes him pretty happy. I can make mini pizzas with the bagels, and they're good.
Oh, great.
So
well,
I think
it's a huge deal. Udi's
Pardon?
What?
Udi's is some good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have good bagels.
Yeah. It's getting harder to find them at Trader Joe's because it's like you can get their products for like $4 a loaf for bread and for the packs of bagels and such.
Hmm.
Right, they just, oh, cool. They just go ahead.
No, no, you go ahead.
Who's talking?
No, just you know, check out the Team DDP Yoga recipe blog because we have some great gluten-free recipes on it.
I actually figured out something pretty awesome.
Yeah?
I figured out how to do gluten-free and cow's milk-free fettuccine alfredo.
Oh, my gosh. Please post it. Please share it.
It's on my Facebook page. Ange found it and was like, oh, my God, I'm fixing this weekend for us. So we'll see how they like it. But I just coconut milk, earth balance, some garlic, whatever else you want to put in there, and then I use the Pecorino Romano cheese instead of the Parmesan for the Alfredo sauce.
Mmm, that sounds good.
It works. The kids are kind of eh because it's not really something that they like normally, but I can get, as long as I put shrimp in it, I can get my four-year-old to eat it. Who also managed to do a heavily modified red hot core with me the other day. I was impressed with him.
Oh, God. Wow, that's great. You've got your whole family healthy. That's fantastic.
I'm working on it. I think I'm in the best shape of my life, but I've still got about 15 pounds to go before I'm at my goal and just kind of feeling around between what's left for muscle and such on my midsection. There's probably about 20, 30 pounds before there's nothing left that I can lose.
Yeah, well, you're doing great. And, you know, your body will take you to the finish line at its own pace. So just be patient.
Yeah. Well, it's like I told Robert a few weeks ago, I believe. It's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. There's no rush. My body will get to where it needs to be when it needs to get there.
Mm-hmm. It will.
Okay, well, we've still got another caller to get to, so we better let you go. I appreciate you calling
in. All righty. Oh, no problem.
Well,
bye,
congratulations. Guys. Keep up the wonderful work.
Bye.
Right, thanks, Ninja.
Thanks, Ninners.
I swear I heard SpongeBob or something in the background there. I'm not sure what that was.
I heard that too.
So we've got with our final caller of the night. It's a 571 area code.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Hey,
what do we got?
Hey, this is Nick Daly. You might have seen me on Twitter. At, I was DDP Yoga Dad, and then I changed my name recently to Dr. Midnight.
I said you're kind of an old school guy. You've been around here for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually my wife and I we got the first set back in January, and you know, it's been kind of up and down just because I mean we've been pretty steady on doing the workouts, but the diet, you know, was always the hard part. And I mean, we're always cooking at home, but you know, it's just various things would block us from really doing, up until recently, going like full, you know, with the organic and the gluten-free and all that, and just whether it's, you know, just my stubbornness or, you know, just ignorance on what I could eat, you know, on gluten-free, like not really educating, you know, being educated properly on it, or finances or whatever. But it hasn't really been about a month or so since I guess that we've really been on the like gluten-free and dairy-free and all that. And it's amazing all the clothes. You know, it's really cool.
Is anybody else having trouble hearing Nick?
Yeah, you're kind of cutting in and out a little.
Oh, here. Let me step outside. Let me step outside. Can you guys hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better. A sentence or two in there.
So how has it been, you said, the past month? Have you felt?
It just felt great. You know, our clothes are falling off. You know, it's like we have to go buy new clothes this weekend. And, you know, my wife and I, you know, and she's amazing. She did ballet, you know, back, you know, as a kid. And so I mean, she always has that like, you know, it's easier for her to get into some of the positions, you know, the standing split and, you know, the balancing leg lift. I mean, I'm really excited because we just got the advanced set and I've been doing stand up all week and I've been finally able to do the balancing leg lift without falling down.
So, that one's a killer.
And but you know, one thing I really what I really wanted to call about, though, is because I just wanted to give a shout out to the community as a whole, because it's the community, especially on Twitter, that's been keeping me going. You know, guys like Chad, Slim, Nolan Bobbitt, you know, I mean, just there's so many names. I know I'm going to leave people out, Jersey, and just everybody, you know. I mean, you guys are just, the community is what got me started, and the community is what, like, keeps us going. And it's just really, it's really good. And I'm really proud. I have a friend who started. I hadn't talked to him in about a year. My buddy Phil, and he bought the first set, and you know, I hadn't talked to him in a while. He said he'd gained like 70 pounds, you know, and he was drinking like a 2-liter of Pepsi every day, and you know, he was just I'm like, this DDP yoga stuff, dude. It's really good. You should check it out. And he's like, you know, how involved is DDP with it? I'm like, dude, he's very involved. Even though the guy's swamped, you know, it's amazing how involved he is with it. And he's like, oh, that's really cool. And so a couple weeks ago, he buys the first set. And DDP calls him on the next day. He calls him and he talks to him for like a half hour. And it's just like, it's so funny because DDP tried to call me too. And he left me a voicemail, but I saw the blocked number and, you know, I just stupidly didn't pick it up. I mean, like, I looked right at it. I saw the block number. I should have picked it up, but he left me these two great messages, you know. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just really good. I'm just so happy to be a part of it and looking forward to getting some new pictures up soon. I tweeted a video the other day of me doing the finally getting into the, you know, balancing leg lift, and I'm going to try to get one up of, like, I'm working really hard on that, like, going from hood ornament into the standing split. Like, that's like my big thing right now. So
that takes some balance, and you'll definitely get there.
Yeah. It's just repetition, mother of learning, right? So,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess that's all. I hope I didn't talk your ear off too much. I'm just
no, not at all. Yeah, I appreciate you calling in.
We're glad you shared it. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks to, I was listening to Bad Boy earlier too. It's good to hear him. You know, it's always good. I follow him on Twitter, and it's good to keep up with. You know, he's doing the Black Crow with his you know, niece and nephew on his back. It's wild. You know, it's an inspiration. You know, and there's always like somewhere to go. And I don't know. Thank you guys very much. Thank you for having me.
Cool. Thanks, bro.
Well,
appreciate it, man.
Calling.
All right. Y'all have a good evening.
You too, bro.
You too.
All right, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey guys, I know we're kind of near the end, but does Sparky? Do you want to just tell quickly what you have lined up for us for next week? You've got a really great guest lined up.
Yeah. Well, thank you for pulling that one out. Did you get a chance to talk to him yet?
We're emailing. This guy is so busy. We're going to end up doing an email interview.
That's
so I
cool.
can put together a promo, but this is all because you put this together. And I've never heard of this guy, but when I saw the video, totally blown away. So take it away, because it sounds
you.
Like you know more about it than I do.
I'm glad you reminded me. And this guy who's coming on next week, I think there's a video at some point that's going to go on Team DDP Yoga that is speaking. Intro. His name is Kyle Maynard. I came across Kyle's video. I was just looking at inspirational stuff one day on the web, and I hit this guy's video, and he is, I don't know what the term for it, but he's like a natural amputee. He has arms
no arms, no legs, just down to his knees and his elbows. And this guy has done everything with his life, given these challenges. And the thing is, I say challenges, and they're not for him. This is who he is, who he's always been. The guy has been an MMA fighter, okay? He's climbed mountains, okay?
Like Kilimanjaro mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Kilimanjaro mountains. Do you believe that shit? I mean, all by himself. I mean, it's funny because he's done stuff like that. And if you know John Bradshaw Layfield, he's trying to climb mountains right now. He had actually come down off one. But, you know, Kyle Maynard is just a huge, huge inspiration. And he's got so many people who love him and so many people who he loves and he tries to help. And he is an amazing guy. I saw this video. I was like, this is like one of the coolest things I've seen. It was something that I needed to see right at the time. And, you know, I've always said that I wanted to get a get for the show. I've been after the guy, William Davis, who is on Wheat Belly. I spam him some emails, contacts, you know, maybe every couple months just to see if he'll come on the show and talk to us, because Wheat Belly was, you know, a big part of some stuff that was going on. But I saw Kyle Maynard's thing. I was like, I'm gonna shoot this guy an email and just see what happens. Honestly, within a couple hours, if not just right into the next day, that his PR person got back to me, and she was just like, he would love to do this.
He's a big deal. He's a big deal. He's been on Larry King and Oprah, and his assistant told me he's constantly on the road doing motivational speaking.
Yes.
So this is a major get, Sparky. Thank you.
And his book, I mean, we've got some copies of his book at the warehouse, and that was on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah.
Wow.
He came out, and it's all about overcoming obstacles. And this guy, he owns his own CrossFit gym. He does, you know, CrossFit is a big thing for him. You know, he's a big fan of Dallas's, and it was really cool. Like, Dallas had his schedule done, so he's going to be here to do the show with Kyle. And like you said, Stacey, he's a really big deal. And when he said that he would be here and he would do that and he would talk to us, it's going to be cool for anybody who has a challenge in their life that's coming up, who has anything going on. I mean, this guy is going to be, if you've heard any of the Mark Mero stuff, if you've heard any of his stuff when Ray Lloyd was on, I mean, this guy is just going to slay it just like those guys do. And you are going to hear it, and if you miss it, you're going to regret it, because he's going to be here. He'll take some calls, and I don't know if we're going to be popping his books off on the radio show or they're going to be going out, but very cool. So far, they're treating us pretty well, and it's going to be exciting times to have him on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll figure that out between now and then, but yeah.
Can't wait. Don't miss next week, you guys.
Yep, and that's
everyone
the
out there. Tune in.
24th at 9 p.m., yeah. So
yeah,
think of some questions, line it up. And I think it's just kylemaynard.com. If you want to check them up beforehand, you know, go out there, look them up. The guy is, you won't believe it. I mean, you've seen inspiration, but you haven't seen this yet.
I'm going to go on the limb and say that you're a fan, Sparky.
Yeah, I'm sold. I'm definitely sold on the guy. I mean, you can't not be a fan of the guy once you see what he's done. So cool. So be here next week, or you know, we'll come looking for you. I have some miles left on my charge card. I got 3 miles. I'll hunt you all down. I'll be all across the United States.
Uh-oh. Okay. And I hope you feel better, Sparky.
Yeah, definitely,
thank
man.
You.
You sounded rough.
Awesome. Yeah, it feels like I swallowed a bunch of sandpaper at this point. So. All right. Well, thanks for the reminder, and Kyle. Thanks for everybody who called in. Thanks for being the last caller, Boston Bad Boy Ninjas. Good to hear from you guys. You guys. Does Stacey Robert have anything you want to leave the people with?
I'm good, brother.
Yeah, I'm just really happy to hear all these amazing stories, these callers. It just shows you what it's no magic. It's just doing it and being dedicated and taking it a step at a time, and your life changes. So way to go, everyone.
Absolutely. Congratulations to everybody. And there's more stories to be told. And if you want your story told, don't forget about the Warrior of the Month. So check out the site and definitely submit your story if you think if you got something to tell. And if you're working on something, work on being a warrior. It's one of the best things you can do. So for Stacey Robert, DDP, who couldn't be here tonight, and everybody else listening to us, thanks for hanging in there. And we will see you next week when Kyle Maynard's on the show, okay? So live life at 90%, and if 10% comes a knocking, kick it straight in the ass.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.